I'm now joined by some guys representing the Elite Cast, or...
Elite Cast in Spanish.
And what are your names, sorry?
My commander name is Maya Fey.
I'm Commander Ipe Kamen.
How are you guys finding Frontier Expo so far?
Fantastic! Wonderful! We can be a bunch of nerds around here and it's perfectly fine and socially accepted. We are totally happy. Can we live here for the rest of the year?
What's your favorite things? Just meeting up with other members of the community and things, yeah?
I think that I like very much the how friendly is everyone, and that you can talk with someone that is very important, like David Braben. That is, amazing. And you can talk with Alex Brendan. That's someone that I have in the game. And they are all the same amount of friendliness. There's no hierarchy, you know.
Yeah, everyone's so, very down to earth.
Yes. They are very realistic and very friendly. Yeah. So it's fantastic.
So what's the favorite thing you've seen, apart from the community, that you've seen so far today?
I like very much the screens where you can play video games. The first Elite Dangerous, I found it fantastic. Like, oh my gosh, yes! And I like very much all the stalls of the role-playing game, the different things that everyone is bringing here. There's a very big things built, like the big screen and everything. And then what every little group is bringing.
So have you been to many other cons in your past, or is this your first big one?
I have been in some, but this is the first one. I'm not a gamer. So I was hooked in this world because I like to fly. And I like the book written by Drew Waga. But I'm not a gamer. I play very little games. So it's not only the... I'm here because of Elite Dangerous, of course. I'm sorry if you didn't know already. But I'm not a gamer. I'm very pickish with what I play. And I think I got hooked into this because of the culture that's around the books, the community, the forums, all this. And flying a starship, come on, that's amazing.
Any favorite things that you've found at the expo so far?
As Maya said, what I like most is what people bring in here. You can be able to be chatting with Sandro of Fuel Rat, you guys, the people in Canon, and it's amazing. And you can see the game from different point of view that you usually don't have, because you usually play with your character in your own way, and you can see here a lot of different ways to play the same game and get more ideas. Oh, I like to do that. Oh, I like also to do that. So I will spend a lot of hours to the ones that I already had, a lot of more hours trying new things based on the point of view that I got from different people here.
Obviously, we're going to be getting some kind of large announcement at 5 o'clock. Is there anything that you would like that announcement to be?
I think that I have an idea about what they will say, but I'm quite excited to know what exactly they say and how they present that.
Do you want to say what you think it's going to be?
My bet is for the first thing they will go is into increase explorers, the explorer experience, that I think that the people is asking for that a lot. They have been unable to follow that because they have all the horizons planned in advance and they were committed to that instead of that. So now that they are free to go wherever the people wants to go, my bet is that the first thing they will tackle will be exploring.
And yourself, Maya?
I don't know. I'm quite new. I've been only flying for some months. So anything new will be fantastic for me and I will try it. So, yeah, whatever they bring, I will be really happy. So I have no idea really what they will do. For me, it's enough what we have. So any extra will be an extra.
What would you want to have? What do you miss?
Nothing. I really don't miss nothing. I'm not missing anything in the game or in the universe. So anything they add, for me, that will be a bonus. So I'm sorry.
Thank you very much, EliteCast.